Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is, do you really want her back or are you settling? This is something that, you know, now being 50, that I have seen so many times over the course of my life, not only in my own life, which I wrote about in my first book, 3% Man, but lots of friends, family members, just people I've met along the way. It's just, most people tend to major in minor things, meaning they settle in every area of their lives that's important to them. And when you settle and you don't really go for the things you want, you give up on that. But that desire is still in the back of your mind. And as you get older and you one by one give up on your goals and your dreams, personal, professional, these are the kinds of things that just sap your enthusiasm and make it harder to keep moving forward towards the things you want and cause you to start losing hope. And once you start losing hope, you typically don't take care of your body. You don't take care of the things in your life. And, you know, eventually this is what ends up causing us to shorten our own lives because we're just simply not taking care of ourselves. So emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, we're in the decline and we've given up on ourselves. It really does shorten our lives, and that is a tragedy. I'm all about reaching your full potential in every area of your life because I've been living this way my whole life. I've never been satisfied with mediocrity. And whether it was personal or professional part of my life, anytime there was a part of it I wasn't happy about or I didn't have the same enthusiasm, I knew I needed to change something. And I've always been one to basically start over. That's just kind of the way I am. That's why I've experienced so many different things over the course of my life compared to average people. My life has been a guinea pig for all kinds of experiments, health-wise, self-growth-wise, relationship-wise, business-wise, where I live, where I travel, where I work, where I play. I'm always curious to see what's gonna happen next. So I got an email here from a guy who's kind of in this situation. He was dating a girl who really loved him, really cared about him, but deep down, he wasn't that into it. And then so he broke up with her and figured, hey, the grass is greener on the other side. And then after a few months, he hadn't found anybody yet. He was ready to just give up and try to get her back. But obviously, she had kind of moved on and things didn't go too well. And he wants my opinion on the situation. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email. And the quote says, every personal and professional goal you really want never tends to manifest very easily. Great things take time. People will do more to avoid pain than they will do to gain pleasure and the success that they really want. Most people settle for way less than what they are capable of because they are too impatient and addicted to the instant gratification that society convinces us is the norm, when in reality, this is not the experience of most high achievers who have the lives that low achievers envy. Set goals and pursue dreams that set your soul on fire. Mediocrity and settling is for losers. So with that said, let's go through his email. He says, hello, Corey. Thanks for all the work you do. I've been watching your videos on and off for some years now, as I have had some successes and failures. I also now have your book. So you've been watching my videos on and off for years and cherry picking, and now you just got around to reading my first book. You are a bad student, my friend. You could be better. You could do better, but at least you got the book now. And as the book instructs, you want to read it 10 to 15 times, because if you radically want to change things in your life, you can't just dabble. That's what most people do. They just kind of dabble. Dabble this, dabble that, and they just kind of half-ass everything in life, and you're just kind of dabbling your way through life. That has consequences, especially as you get older, because you're wasting a lot of your time and a lot of your energy on things that are incredibly inefficient and not very productive. So he said, my ex and I broke up about 6 months ago. We had been dating a little less than a year before that, and the breakup was mostly due to my own actions. I treated her carelessly for the last few months of the relationship. She was madly in love with me, and I took it for granted. I did this because I was not sure she was the one and wondered what else was out there. So I've done so many phone sessions over the years with guys in this situation because I was once in this situation. I was once married to my ex-wife, who's a great woman. We had a lot of fun together, really cool. She was a good wife, but there was something always missing. And because I was young and I was inexperienced and I didn't really have anybody around me that I could talk to that could give me any kind of decent advice, because the reality is every time I went to somebody that I worked with or somebody that I knew or talked to some girlfriends of mine, oh, you just got cold feet. Oh, this will pass. Oh, she's a great girl. You'll get over it. Because that's what they had all done. They had all kind of settled. And so all I was getting, the feedback I was getting, was them justifying their mediocre relationships or their mediocre choices. Because if we see somebody that's stretching beyond their comfort zone and really wants to go for the things that they want in life, and yet we're not living up to our own potential in our own life, typically, we don't like to see that because it reminds us of how we're not moving forward. And the average person then attacks the other person, tries to convince them that settling is the right way. Gotta be realistic. Gotta be realistic about those dreams. He says, I was the opposite of Mr. Nice Guy, a true cold fish. But now, months later, after some dates with average women, I realize it was a mistake and won her back. So when I read a statement like that, what that tells me is I thought I would find somebody in a couple of months and it didn't happen. And then I started becoming fearful that I wasn't going to find anybody better. So let me go back and heat up those leftovers and hopefully I can get her back. So the reality is everybody he met after her wasn't as good as her. But what happened? He became extremely impatient. He wasn't willing to wait and hold out because great loves take years to come along. Just like great friends. I mean, how often do you meet a great friend that becomes one of your closest people in your inner circle where you meet and you just kind of click and you feel like you've known each other your whole lives? To me, those are divinely orchestrated and they just don't happen very often. And so when they do, you got to really hold on to those kinds of people because almost 100% of the people that you're going to meet over the course of your life are going to be average, mediocre people that you're not going to really jive with for very long. You might hang out and be acquaintances and do fun things when you work together at a company, but then when you go work somewhere else, those relationships fade and you make new relationships and friendships at the new company. True friends always stay in touch and make the effort. They make a mutual effort. And like I said, good people, good for you, good to you, good for your soul are so rare. They are absolutely a precious gift. And you can't just give up after a few months. And I know what you're feeling because I felt the same way after I left my wife. You know, I hadn't met anybody right away and I started getting worried because the whole reason why I married her, I was afraid if I broke up with her, I'd never find anybody better or that was as nice to me or treated me as good as she did or loved me as much as she did, even though if there was something missing, there was a spiritual connection that was absolutely missing. It did not feel right. And I talked myself into going along with it. And after I left, I really struggled with it. Because you got friends like, what happened? You guys are so good together. What's the matter with you? And it's tough. It's, you know, when you haven't found anybody else right away, because it just doesn't happen like that. You know, like I've often said, most people get two, maybe three, and sometimes one of these really amazing loves where you just click, where it's easy, where it's effortless per decade. And the only way those can happen is if you're single and available and looking and working on yourself and becoming a better version of yourself. It's just part of our life paths for these synchronistic type events to happen. And most people just don't want to wait. And the ones that don't want to wait, oftentimes that person eventually comes along, but they're in a marriage or they're in a relationship. And they're, it, you know, sometimes it ends in affairs. Sometimes it ends in the relationship breaking up. And then they go off and they run off with this other person that their emotions get carried away with. And eventually that other person cheats on them because they're, or they cheat on that person. It's just a bad way to go. It's tough. It's really hard to stick to the things you want and to hold out for great things, especially when nothing is happening and you're just seeing one failure after another and nobody that's come along has caused you to feel at least as good about her as the ex did. So it's totally understandable and natural that you are feeling what you are feeling. I know what that's like. But, you know, from when I look at the time from my, when I left my wife in 97, I was 27 years old till I was finally in a committed relationship with a woman I really jived with and clicked with. It was 5 years before that happened. And there were a lot of women that I met and hooked up with in that period of time, those 5 years, it just never felt right. It just never clicked like that. But when I, you know, 2001, 2002, when I started, and again, I wrote about that relationship in here. And it was worth the wait. It was better than I could have ever imagined. It's like I really got to experience the depth of my emotions and how much I could really love and care for somebody and who felt the same way about me. But it was messy. It wasn't easy because I was still learning. I didn't have a book like mine. I didn't have a coach like me that knew the things that I now know that could help me. I had to figure it out mostly on my own. And it was worth it. He says, we talked for a couple of months after the breakup, but eventually she told me we needed to move on and essentially cut contact. At this point, I still did not ask for her back. I was unsure, so I didn't know if she wanted to move on or didn't want to be in my friend zone. So it's like, you know, you're doing what a lot of women do. It's like you're kind of keeping her warmed up in your life in case you don't find anybody else, you can always go back to her. You know, the saying that you can't steal second base and keep your foot on first, it's like that's what you're doing. And the fact that you're only giving yourself a few months to meet somebody better, and then now you're like, well, I got to go back and get the ex-girlfriend back, that's a bad way to go. Because it might be 2 or 3 years down the road. It might be 4 or 5 years down the road before you really meet somebody. Because you might have a lot of work you got to do on yourself. Maybe you got 2 or 3 job changes that you got to go through. Maybe you got to build your business to a certain point. Maybe you relocate your business to a different city. Or maybe you got a business or somebody you run into 2 years from now and you become an entrepreneur and you start a business. It's just, that's why it's so important to pursue your goals and your dreams and the things you love and you're passionate about. Because it's in the process of achieving those goals and dreams that you meet somebody really magical, that you meet great friends, that it's just a magical spiritual connection. But in order for those things to happen, you've got to create the space for that to happen. You've got to get comfortable being alone and being by yourself. And the fact that you broke up with your girlfriend and you held on to her for all those months tells me you're not cool with just being alone by yourself. You're not cool with coming home to your house or your apartment by yourself and having a blast by yourself. And you're looking to a woman to make you happy. And that's never going to be sustainable success. Because eventually you realize that if you're an unhappy person and then you get into a relationship and you believe that person makes you happy, eventually once the infatuation wears off, you're going to realize that you're still not happy. That's why it's so important to do the work on yourself first. Get to a place where you love hanging out by yourself. You love being single. You enjoy it. You don't really care about being in a relationship. You don't really care about attracting the perfect person right now. You're focused on your goals and your dreams, and eventually the right person will come along when you least expect it, and it'll just happen. It'll be magical. And in the meantime, you got to focus on yourself, getting ready for that to happen. You got to become what you want to attract. He says, I honored this mostly, except one time I asked her to meet up when she saw that I was in town, when I saw that she was in town visiting her family, but she had plans already. We lived in different states at the end. Anyways, after this, I tried to move on permanently. Well, last week I was in her town and texted her. I convinced her to meet up after some intense back and forth texts of her not really wanting to. You never try to keep somebody that doesn't want to keep you. And she obviously came to the realization that you just weren't that into it. And obviously, through your actions and your words, you made it clear that you weren't that into it. And deep down, she knows that you're trying to settle with her. And if you're trying to settle, at some point, you'll go back to being and treating her exactly the way you were before you broke up with her. That's reality. She didn't become a different person overnight. You just gave up on finding somebody else. You didn't hold out. It's hard. It's not easy because you never know when that's going to happen, especially when you're thinking, man, it might be a few years before I meet somebody that I really click with. You got to get to a place where you're cool with that, where you're happy with that, where you're content with that, and you have peace with that. She finally agreed and basically told me how bad I made her feel and how bad she felt like she was a nuisance when we hung out. So that statement right there, that shows you how much you hurt her by being weak and being a bitch and trying to keep her in your life when deep down you weren't feeling it. And that's why she's so adamantly opposed to it, even though she still cares for you, obviously. You know, you can see her. It bothers her. And you, it's like you're trying to settle and you're getting, trying to get her to go along with your bullshit and your weakness. And that's not masculine at all, dude. You're being a weak fucking bitch. I'm sorry. I know that's harsh, but it's fucking reality. It's not right to do this to somebody. It's not right to give her false hope just because you're bitching out on your dreams and your goals and finding somebody, the kind of person you really want. I felt terrible for everything and apologized, taking full blame for everything. I then asked if we could start talking again and if there is any way she would give me another chance to earn her trust. Again, as soon as you know she's back where she was and feeling the way she was, you'll go right back to feeling how you weren't that into it. I've seen this thousands of times over the years. I experienced it in my own life. It's not an honorable way to treat somebody that really cares about you that you just don't feel the same way about. It's not manly and it's not masculine. She told me she doesn't want a guy who just gives up after a few months and makes her feel how I did. If she was really the right person, dude, you wouldn't have gotten bored after a couple of months. That's reality. It's just like think about your best friend. You don't tell your best friend after a couple months of hanging out, hey, yeah, I have a nice life, dude. I don't really want to fucking hang out with you anymore. It doesn't happen. So think about it from her perspective. If you met somebody that was 10 times hotter and who you clicked with better and who you jive with more, you'd want to be with her. You wouldn't want to get back together with this ex because you already know what she's like. The only reason I waited to reach out now months later because I wanted to make sure I was ready to give her my all, which I am now, but she simply does not believe me. I don't blame her. She shouldn't believe you. There's nothing you've done. What's happened is you're giving up. You're trying to settle because you became impatient. Rejection breeds obsession. Now you think you want her because she doesn't want to get back together, whereas you talked to her several months after breaking up because you really didn't care. She knows you didn't care. She felt that. She knows that. And again, it's not an honorable way to be to try to get her to go back on that. It's not good for you and it's not good for her because it's going to keep you from meeting who you really want and you're going to keep her from meeting who she really wants. And all you're going to do is hurt her more if you take her back or if she agrees to go back with you or give you another chance. Anyway, she basically told me she can't be with me right now because she can't trust me anymore and there was a lot of hurt. You should respect her wishes, dude. Stop trying to impose your will on her. She said she still has feelings for me and it was evident because we were holding hands, cried, kissed a few times, and basically had the same connection as before. What hurt most was she didn't open the door for us to communicate further so she can work on moving on. Well, if I was there, I'd be giving this girl a big fucking high five because she's doing both of you a favor. She's got bigger balls than both of you. I told her I'd honor her ask of me, essentially not initiating contact so she could move on. I did, however, tell her that I still love her and that if there's the slightest chance she would allow me to prove that I am trustworthy to let me know immediately and I will make it happen. Is this completely over or are there any actions I can take with her? I do want her back but realize my odds are low. Well, again, the masculine thing to do, the manly thing to do is to let her go to... You got to admire the fact that she's strong enough to say no to you. Because she, like you said, she was totally in love with you. And for a woman to be that strong to say no to you, that's impressive. She deserves to have a guy who feels the same way about her as she once did about you. For you to go back, you'd just be living a lie. And, you know, that's why I'm being brutally honest here. I'm absolutely not going to enable your bullshit fucking behavior. So I know it's harsh, but I've been through this myself. And I know what it feels like. And I know the hurt that it causes other people. And it's just not an honorable way to be. And plus, I've seen it thousands and thousands of times over the years and all the phone sessions that I've done with men from all over the world. The honorable thing to do is to wish her well and hope she finds the right guy for her. And you need to focus on reading the book 10 to 15 times and applying it and getting better so you can meet and date the kind of women that knock your socks off, not somebody that you just have mediocre feelings for. Because if your feelings are mediocre, you'll never invest the time and the energy and the heart to make it last long term. That's just reality. So if you've got a personal or professional situation that you need help with, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.